We are on page 365-366. We're in chapter 6 of Egaris Tshuva. We're on the lines, about 10 lines down. The first verse starts, Mazel v'chula v'azai is where we're starting. And in English, it's thus even the sinful. Okay, what we're talking about over here is the, in the last chapter, he talked about people dying immediately, people dying at 50, people dying at 60, and that was because we were on such a high level. Now we're on such a low level that it doesn't, we don't do that. On a simple level, it's because if there's no based on Shalmata executing people, if the Sanhedrin isn't executing people, then Hashem doesn't. That's a simple level. So, but how does it still work nowadays? Even though it is there, people do die. I mean, but that's, you know, no one's going to say that anybody's dying as a punishment for anything.
Right.
But how is it the people who commit such heinous crimes are not only are they living, but a lot of people are living really well? And we said, so this is that's the idea of the Golus of the Shechina. Mm-hmm. That the Shechina is in Yudke Vavke. Shechina would be the hay, because Shechina is analogous to the word Malchus. Hay is Malchus. Adnai is Malchus. All of those are all comparable. And therefore, everybody's going to be getting, anybody who's doing these type of things is getting it through some sort of a tertiary, superficial godliness. So he says, Azai Yachal Gam HaChayte U'Poshe Yisrael L'Kabel Chayes L'Gufim V'Nashim HaBahamis That's why it is that a sinner, a person who's not even a sinner, a person who's negligent, he's not doing mitzvahs. There's a big difference between somebody who's doing something wrong and somebody who's not doing something right.
Yes.
Okay, Parshei Yisrael, it says that Parshei Yisrael is filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate is filled with sins, filled with seeds.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So, the chayte, the sinner. Okay, so how is he getting his life force? So he talks about this rope that we talked about, and we're going to talk again, mention again, that our connection to Hashem is like a rope, based on the pasuk Yaakov Chevel Nachalosei. Jacob is a lot of his inheritance, and we translate the word Chevel there to mean like a rope, which is made of 613 strings, and he actually spells it out down the bottom of the page. And when a person does something wrong, they cut the string, or if they do such a bad enough sin, they cut the entire rope. But there's still this like phantom connection there that's still ongoing. Adrav, but yeser seisi yeser ois, al piyam avor mezayr akadish, parshas pekudi. Look even with a greater emphasis, that which is written in the Zohar in Parshas Pekudi, shekol shefa v'chayis hanishpos la'adam hatachtam b'shava regesh sha'isa harave eni Hashem v'maisa v'divo rabbi hira ver v'chulu. That the whole time, or at the time, he says shekol time, so the whole time, no, it's shekol shefa, all of the chayis and the godliness which is flowing down to the person at the time and moment they are doing something wrong in thought, speech, and action. Hevel nishpo loy mehechalis haisitra achra muvurim shambazar kaddish. So then, they get their hashpa from the sitracha. Let's go back a second. We'll do some analysis on these couple of lines. He says, so obviously we are in control of our thought, speech, and action, and
supposedly.
And well, at this point,
at this point,
you learn the 53 chapters of Tanya, and the Alter Rebbe said, if you learn the 53 chapters of Tanya, you know how to be a Beinoni.
Yes,
simple
indeed.
As that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now, so what happens is this person actually did something wrong. Unfortunately, he's not a Beinoni. Right. So he did it okay. We can understand how he did or thought something wrong. Those are the things that he should have control on. Okay. What happens if a person wants something wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Generally speaking, he talked about this in chapter 8.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, a Jew doesn't want to do anything that's going to separate them from God.
Right.
If you ask a Jew, if you do this, you want to do this. You know, if you understand, if you do this, it's going to separate you from God. So the Jew, regardless of education, is going to say, "I don't. Of course, I don't want to do that."
Right.
Okay. So, but we still see that people still want to do the wrong things. Now, the wrong thing, according to the Alter Rebbe, could be, doesn't necessarily have to be a violation of the 613 commandments.
Yeah.
If you want to eat that fifth brownie,
it could be a problem.
Yes, it could be a problem.
That's fine with my wife.
There's no mitzvah to eat that fifth brownie.
No.
Yeah, so it would be really, we do have this idea called utilization, and if it's kosher, and you can use it to serve Hashem, a person, when he gets to the fifth brownie, he's going to have to do a lot of convincing to say, I'm doing this one for Hashem. This fifth one, this one's for Hashem too.
So it's klipas noga.
And elevating the klipa from it, because it would be the only way that you could I need this, I sat and I thought for a half a second, do I need to eat this brownie in order to serve Hashem? And I came up with a conclusion, yes.
Well, the other four weren't clearly as for Hashem as well as I wanted them to be. So
I'm going to make up.
This fifth one is definitely.
Oh, gosh. That's like the guy who keeps on borrowing money at the casino. You know, I'm gonna make up with his next
right,
one.
Right.
You know, this guy better quit when he's ahead.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So he doesn't talk. Obviously, he's not going to talk about if a person wants to do something wrong, because there. I don't know if you could say that there is actually something wrong, per se, with liking to do wrong things. We do have, in Yom Kippur, we have all kinds of things in the Al Chet about the Simon Leva, a confused heart, and the Ratzitzas Raglayim Lahara, how our legs run to go do things wrong. All these Al Chet that are talked about, which are very ethereal. But I don't have it. I'm not expected to control what I want. I'm expected to control what I do.
Right.
But what I want, this is where the question of, for example, homosexuality comes up.
Yeah, exactly.
If a person wants to be a homosexual, if a person is attracted to people of the same sex, okay, I mean, I can't explain it, I can't understand it, nor can I understand why a person would be attracted to somebody from the opposite sex. I can't explain that.
Yeah, okay.
There's no reason or rationale behind it.
Just an
instinct. This person is programmed to have an attraction towards the opposite sex, and this person is programmed to have an attraction to the other sex.
Right.
Same. Okay, and I use the word program is because the average heterosexual, when thinking about something, and not that you should be thinking about it, but the idea of a homosexual relationship is repulsive.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is that the case the other way around? I never really asked a person who's gay, by the way, what would you think about having relations with a person of the opposite sex? You know, I'm not going there.
Right.
So it's like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
So. It's just not nice.
Mm-mm.
So it's like asking somebody short, what's it feel like being short? You know, how do you feel when you stand on a ladder? You know, I'm not going there. So the who made that person that way?
Hashem did.
Hashem did.
Hashem.
So if whatever Hashem really did, so we're expected to thought, speech, and action. We're expected kind of to control ourselves.
Right.
Anything deeper than that, I mean, you do have really sick people that have pleasure, for example, in saying kicking cats, okay? But we tell the person, listen, I know you may enjoy kicking cats, but you're not going to kick cats.
Yeah.
And the guy says, you know what? I really do enjoy kicking cats, but I'm not going to kick cats.
Yeah.
Does that take away the fact that he enjoys kicking cats?
No.
No.
He still enjoys kicking cats.
Right,
it's
right.
Just that he doesn't kick cats.
Yeah, right, yes.
Okay, or anything other thing.
Or whatever.
Or no catapults, no other.
Right, exactly.
Skins
yes.
of cats, you know. Or anything. Right.
Yes, midget tossing. I mean, you know, so.
Not a catapult.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Let your imagination run wild over here.
Yeah, yes. No.
Whatever it is, we're not asking you to control that.
Right.
that you enjoy them or you want to do them.
Right.
Okay, it would be a whole lot easier for you if you didn't want to do them.
Yeah.
But the whole reason why it's a something is because you want to do them, yeah. And you tell yourself, no, I really do want to eat the fifth brownie,
yeah.
But I am not going to eat the fifth brownie.
No, I want to eat the seventh brownie, but
yes,
I don't.
Yes, indeed.
But I'm not going to let myself eat that
right.
one.
Okay, it's like I tell people that, you know, somebody will offer me, would you like a piece of cake? And I will say to them, no, I don't want a piece of cake. I want the whole cake.
Yes, thank you very
but
much.
But I'm not eating it.
Thanks very much, yes.
So as far
Which
as what I want,
you want, the rest
yes,
is mine.
Right, as far as wanting, I want a whole lot more than what you think I want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but as far as what I'm going to allow myself to have, it's a whole
God,
lot less.
God, help me.
Okay, so that's the first thing over there. Weiss talks about, well, because he could just say b'shas maisa. That's an expression. B'shas maisa it literally means at the time you're doing it. But b'shas maisa colloquially means like right now.
Mm.
That's what the expression b'shas maisa means.
Yeah.
So he could use that expression. But maybe it was said, but what about mice? What about Deber? What about Makshava? I mean, you know, so like this, that he puts it out, he spells it out. B'sha'oisa, b'maisa, o b'dibur, o b'hir ha'avera. He spells it out. At that time, what's happening now, and is a person who wants to do something receiving his hashpa from the forces of evil? If he's not thinking about it, I can't see how that would be possible. On the contrary, he's been mekadesh himself. This person wants to do this thing, this person likes doing this thing, and he's not even thinking about it. He still likes doing it. Mm. He's not a tzaddik.
Right, no.
He still likes doing it. Yeah. That's what we've been talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
How have I?
Right, right. Him,
might be
okay.
Bigger.
This guy. It's for sure.
Less a Russia than me, maybe.
Okay.
So he has the inclination that he would like to, let's say, kick cats.
Right.
But at the moment, he's maybe engaged in mitzvah, not even thinking about.
He's not even
cats.
Thinking about kicking cats right now.
So none of his own energy is being used.
Correct. Does he still enjoy the kicking of the cats? Yes, he still enjoys it.
Well,
but
you've got his programming. That's kind of in a
correct. As long as he's not engaged,
dormant
in
state.
It, yeah. If he's not thinking about it, so then okay, you know, we're not going to hold a person accountable for what he likes doing. I personally don't like kicking cats.
If you like ice cream, why do you like ice cream? Because I like ice cream.
Right.
You're programmed that way. You know?
Correct. Okay, that's the way our brains are. Certain things hit us and certain things don't.
Right.
Okay, so we
but
can't
ice be held to serve a sham.
Yes. We cannot be held accountable for our desires and pleasures. We can only be held accountable for acting on them
what
the wrong way.
Right, yeah.
Okay, because what happens when a person does act on their desires the wrong way, so then his hashpa is coming from or filtering through the forces of evil, as is explained greatly in the Zohar.
Right.
And we talked about this earlier back in chapter 7 and 6, yeah, 7 and 8 6, 7 and 8 in chapter 24,
right.
Okay,
right,
that where it discusses these concepts,
yeah.
Okay, and that basically what it is that a person, when they're engaged in doing something wrong, has disconnected their rope, you might say, connected their rope to the forces of evil from one end, and then the forces of evil connect another rope to them. And so what's happened now, instead of the godliness is going straight down from Hashem down to them, so it's now filtering through the forces of evil.
Right.
That's one of the meanings behind Avera Goreris Avera. It says in Perkei Avos that a sin causes a sin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once a person gets on this track of doing something wrong, yeah, and overcoming the initial inertia of doing the wrong thing, so then it's much easier to continue doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And why is that? You can talk about it in socio-psychological terms. Let's talk about it in spirituality, since you're all here to learn Tanya. Is because once the person now has disconnected their channel from directly from Kedusha, and now took put that channel and stuck it into the forces of evil. And the forces of evil had extended to them a lifeline. So they're getting the godliness through the forces of evil.
Right.
So it's tainted. They realize, wait a minute, my life force is coming from evil.
Right.
So therefore, if I want to stay alive, I have to continue with doing this evil. Because if I don't, then I don't get fed. That's basically what's going on unconsciously within us. Because the conscious thing to do would be, wait a minute.
Cut that off.
Get that out of there, because it's taking most, it's a parasite getting most of it, and I'm only getting like the leftovers.
Right.
So I want to cut it off at the root.
Right.
Okay? That really is what tshuva is.
Yeah. Yeah.
When a person can say, I'm not associating myself with the forces of evil.
Yes.
And the forces of evil are not just going to lie down and say, go ahead, by the way. That's where the Yetzer Hara comes in. If it's Shalavaya, it should be so easy. Just the eye line of Periktanya. And therefore,
when you're,
and I'm,
when you're done,
and I'm good. It's all good.
That's it. We're done. We got it.
That's
we're
it.
Done.
You know, I did it already. No forces of evil anymore,
perfect.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Okay. So the as a shachar habruyim sham bezerka. Yeah. V'ha'adam hu bala bechira. A person has freedom of choice. Im lekabel hashpas to mehecholos as a shachar mehecholos a kedusha. Shemehem nishpas kol machshava tov as a kedusha. So a person can choose. Do I want to get my godliness filtered through evil?
Mm.
Or do I want to get my godliness straight from kedusha?
Yeah.
It's brought out a couple of times in the Sefer of Deuteronomy, that you know, Re'ei nesata lechem es hayom es hachayim ves hamavis es hatov ves hara. Hashem says, I'm putting before you good and evil and bad, life and death. Choose life, that,
yeah.
You know, and it's also in the Parshas Netzavim, where it says over there, b'charta v'chaim, you should choose in life over there, you know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So the, so we're, this is the reason why we are here. Is so that we can, this is what he says way back.
Yeah.
He says, don't, when he talks to him in chapter 27 in Tanya.
Ow.
When, don't get depressed because you're thinking, oh, my whole life I'm fighting with my Yetzer Hara. No, good.
Yes.
That's what you're here for. Because Hashem, listen, Hashem also has taivas. Hashem also has the desires and pleasures.
Yeah. It's just don't happen to have the wrong ones.
I can't mention that.
What does Hashem want? We know. Lassus lo yizbar yidir betachtenim.
Yeah.
Ligaram lo nachas ruach lefan. If it's a pasuk in Chumash a zillion times. Reyach nechayach la Hashem. A pleasant spirit before Hashem.
Right.
So Hashem also had tivers. So
his people.
Yeah, he wants us to be doing. Okay? And we have the choice. Are we going to do it? We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
It's totally and completely up to us. It's, and we talked about it several times, about how much free choice we have and how little free choice we do have.
Yeah.
But the free choice that we do have, we get to exercise it and we're expected to exercise it. And if you want to put it into terms of having it be like a game, with a story with the Tzemach Tzedek, and he was playing hide and seek with his buddies and he found a good spot and everybody went home and he got stuck wherever he was and he came home crying, and the Rebbe asked him, what are you crying about? He said, I found a really good spot and no one came to find me. And the Alter Rebbe said, now you know how Hashem feels. Okay, so if you want to say that we are engaged in a supernal game of hide and seek,
yes, indeed.
Or you want to say this is a supernal chess game and we are pawns, or you want to say whatever other game analogy you want to put there, but guess what? We don't have the option of saying, I'm not playing this round.
Right. Yeah, I'll opt out.
Yes, yeah. I'll let you play through. I'm just going to sit by and watch.
Yeah, we'll just watch.
No, we don't get that option.
No option.
Because that's exerting
it's
our free choice.
Opt down box.
That is
that's a choice.
That itself is a choice.
You made one. Yeah, exactly.
Oops. Okay, and believe me, and that's the wrong choice.
That is a bad choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he says.
Bad choice.
It says from the Zohar, because Hashem made everything in equilibrium, that the forces of evil are given enough godliness to keep the world going, just like the forces of holiness have enough godliness to keep the world going. And how?
Say that again.
The forces of evil have enough energy, mm-hmm. enough godliness to keep the world going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, God made the world in equilibrium. There's the same amount of holiness, which is enough to keep the world going, and there's the equal amount of evil, which is enough to keep the world going. And God made them equal so that it's something what to talk about. If God would make holiness so much stronger, then if God would make either one of them stronger,
right.
then there would, the other one wouldn't have any play whatsoever. So, and then what happens is that, well, there's nothing going on over here then.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And the forces, the chambers of the Sitra Achra, the forces of evil, receive and are nurtured. They get their life force from the enclosement of the ten spheres as they come into Noga, into the realm of Noga specifically, which is elevatable Klippa, which is a byproduct of the tree, the Eitz Hadas, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is where our ability to relate to good and evil comes from. So let's go back to the scenario in the Garden of Eden. Okay, Adam's in the garden, and we know that evil's all out there. Okay, that's the word klippa. Klippa means a shell. The garden, we use it, and we've talked about this analogy a zillion times. That the Garden of Eden was a perfect place because evil was only out there. It wasn't in here.
Sure.
Okay. Yet, what happened is Adam had a Yetzer Hara. Why did Adam eat the fruit? Because Chava stuffed it in his mouth? No.
He was deceived.
No. He did it because he wanted to.
Right.
Push came to show. Why was he punished?
Right.
If it would be that, this happens all the time, especially from Texas. You yawn and a fly flies down your throat. Did you eat unkosher?
Yes.
Yeah, technically, you did.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
What's the punishment?
Not.
There's no punishment because it was an accident.
Not right. Correct.
Okay, did you want to eat that fly?
No.
No. Are you happy you ate that fly?
No.
Okay.
Not.
One day it'll develop one of these GMO good-tasting flies, yeah. You know, so.
Makes me nervous.
That fly in your mouth, you know.
Yeah. Oh, so, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So Adam, when it came to it, when Chava said, listen, this happens to be probably the best thing you'll ever eat in your whole entire life.
Right.
You know, he just went, really? Yeah.
Are you kidding? Yeah, seriously?
I'll take your word on it.
Okay, sweet. Let's do it.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But the idea of being tempted.
Right.
It was the wrong answer when Adam, when God came to Adam and said, what did you do?
My wife gave it.
He said it was the wife. Wrong.
That you gave me.
Wrong. It had nothing to do with her. Even it's true. She handed him the fruit.
Yeah.
But he could have just looked at her and said, oops, I'm not doing it.
I'm out of here.
He had to know it was from the Eitz Hadas.
He did know.
Of course,
if he told her to avoid it, he would have looked at what
he
would know. He
knew exactly.
Was.
He knew exactly what it was.
We know what we know which mushrooms are poisonous. We know which snakes to avoid.
He knew what the fruit of the tree looked like.
Yeah, that's my point.
You know, he knew what he was holding in his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, this is obviously true of fruit from the Eitz Hadas. If that was the only fig tree in the whole entire garden, that I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, but that one for sure was. Okay, but there's an expression in the Gemara concerning a person, for example, who is, I think this is in Gemara Yuma, if I'm not mistaken, it has to do with Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
And Yom Kippur, one of the things we're forbidden from is having relations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what happens if a person accidentally got hard on Yom Kippur? And accidentally, a lady fell on him, and they accidentally had relations.
Okay.
Okay? Answer, Ein Kishoy Ela Vadas. He wanted to do it, and that's why it happened.
I'm going to say it's not going to fly, but that was from the joke.
Yeah. Okay.
He can't.
Because a person who would be so... if a person really didn't want to have relations,
they wouldn't be aroused.
He would not be aroused by it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. The fact that he was aroused means I want to do it.
Right.
Okay. And bottom line, it's the same thing also with all of the desires that we have.
Correct.
If you honestly didn't want it.
It couldn't.
You would just walk away from it.
Right. Correct.
You would absolutely just walk away. And that's what he talks about in chapter 14, that a person should try to talk themselves into it.
Develop that nature, if possible.
Okay, he uses the example that he gives is like, what are you supposed to do when you can't keep your eyes off of any lady who walks by? So you tell yourself that, Isha Klimali Chamas, a woman is a vessel full of filth. Yeah. Not that we're saying that women are vessels full of filth, but you tell yourself, this is a disgusting thing that I'm looking at right now.
Correct.
Because if indeed I'm looking at something disgusted, I'll be disgusted by it and I won't want to have relations with it.
Right.
So what does a person have to do? It's not that any of you reflect, you're not going to treat the person any differently.
No.
And on the contrary.
You're working on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. What you may actually do is actually treat this person like a human being. They may actually appreciate it more.
Right.
Because you're saying...
Instead of an
object, yes.
Right. Correct.
Okay? So it's all in a person's mind what they're going to do. Now, is it going to be that a person will ever get there? No, but just keep practicing.
You got to work at it.
Keep practicing.
It's a war.
You'll never know unless you try. That's for sure. And if a person, like he says, is a person from a person who's just, you know, engages in active girl watching, then it's not cutting it. He's not working on himself.
Right, correct. Yeah.
Okay. Here's what we're learning, Shar Yechud V'Amunah, and there was a rabbi, of a shame rabbi Mechuna, okay, and we were talking, this is 1980, and somewhere in the conversation, he's not a Lubavitcher rabbi, somewhere in the conversation, the name Farrah Fawcett came up, 1980, she was in like her heyday, okay, and he said, Farrah Fawcett, wow, she's gewaltig. Okay. Now, first of all, we're Bahram. And Bahram don't go there.
Yeah, you don't need
at all. It's celibacy. And we don't think about it, we're not into it, we should stay as far away from
it.
And here's a guy, okay, so he's a married guy.
Yeah.
Okay. But to make a public statement woman who he's not married to and could never ever be married to.
Right.
Is gewaltig. It rubbed all of us very wrong.
Sure, of course it did.
Okay, and one of the Bachram actually said to him, how could you say that about somebody? How could you? She said, she was created by Hashem, so you're praising Hashem. I said, okay, that's a good talk. That's when I walked away. You know, okay, you're praising Hashem. You're saying, for Purple Mountain's majesties above the fruited plain. Yeah, right. That's Farrah Fawcett. No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. Again, you're trying to...
You have to fool yourself. Intellectually honest with yourself.
Yes. Indeed.
Yes.
Okay.
Ouch.
V'hine Yaakov Chevel Nachalas of Ksiv. It says, Jacob is the portion of his inheritance. This is where he finally discusses that paradigm. Oh, wait a minute, I didn't finish Tei Vera yet. I'm sorry, before we go further. That the forces of evil were introduced into the world through the Chet Eitz Hadas.
Yes.
Why was the Eitz Hadas created? Why did Hashem put it there? Adam was told that you'll hold yourself back till Shabbos.
Right.
And then for for supper, for the Suda Shabbos, for a four spice you'll have Eitzah Das, and for the main course you'll have Eitzah Chaim. So that means that as Adam was in Eden, because right now he's only in Gan Eden. Gan is the garden of.
Right.
It's out the outside. My wife has a beautiful garden outside of the house.
Right.
You come into my house, there's no garden in my house.
Right.
So he's in Gan Eden. He's told in Gan Eden, so you can't try, you can't do the Tovaran, you can't do the Chaim stuff.
Right.
You can't live forever, and you can't have a knowledge of good and bad. When you get into Eden, then it's okay. You can have it. Because what's the difference? Is Eden has two interpretations, depending on which Mimer and Chassidus you're looking at. On one level, it says that Eden is Chochmah.
Mm-hmm.
Gan Eden is Bina. Mm-hmm. And they relate Gan to being 53. Gan is the number of sedges of the Torah.
Right.
53 sedges is the Nia Bina. And Eden is Chochmah. Chochmah is above any type of an expanse. Why is it that we are in right now, because of Chet Eitz Hadas, the world is so messed up? Is because the evil has come down in a concrete fashion.
Yeah.
Evil has been able to affect. Adam was only at that point able to achieve the level of Bina. He was missing the Chachma.
Yeah.
And because it was stuck in that realm. So what's Bina? Bina is an expanse. Bina is a development.
Right.
And so the Chet Eitz Hadas of Tov V'Ra affected even to the level of Bina.
Yeah.
But when you get to Chachma, Chachma is Bittel. Chachma is, it's not me, it's just the Zach. It's just the what could be. It's the power of Elokus.
Mm.
So now, at that level, when we have the Tov V'Ra, so then, the bittel that exists in Chachma, when a person's at that level, where they don't have, we talked about this before, my brain is going too fast. The Mittler Rebbe talks about being in the Chachma realm. Chassidus talks about all over the place, he's boininess. Thinking till you see in concrete terms, you see the thing that you're thinking about. To be able to relate it to yourself, to have it. The Mittler Rebbe talks about being in the Chachma state, where you lose yourself. At that state, because all there is at that point, is just the Chachma. It's just the energy. It's just being united with Hashem. So at that point, what is Ra? Ra's in the same state.
Right.
Ra is not able to affect anything more than it's become. The Ra actually becomes incorporated in,
correct,
to the Chachma,
right,
and therefore gets absolved, dissolved into it,
right,
and therefore doesn't act. It's still Ra, but it doesn't have a bad effect,
right,
because it's Batel. That's if you look at it as Chachma. It's pretty freaky. Okay, these what ifs, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. The other way of looking at Eden, the word Eden is comes from like the word Madanim. Madanim means delights, pleasures.
Mm.
Okay, the Gan Eden that could be translated the Garden of Pleasures would be an accurate translation. So there we're relating to not on the level of Chachma, but we're relating on the level of what for us would be our primary essence. Our primary motivator is our pleasures.
Yes.
And at that point, there'd be nothing what to talk about, because if we were to strip away all of our external trappings and all of this external input that affects our psyche and who we are, and just got all rid of it, what would our desire be for?
Hashem. Only Hashem.
And so therefore, then the tree of knowledge of good and evil would be now propelling us for more elikus.
Yes.
So that would be fine. And then now you can start from the Eitz HaChaim, which is talked about also in Chassidus, which is the next higher level up.
Right, okay.
Okay, and that's why it would be that man would live forever.
Yeah, wouldn't be an issue, wouldn't be a problem.
There'd be no problem with it.
But.
Okay. So we got up to the Vehina Yaakov Havel Nachalosoi, and that's where we'll pick it up next time. Okay.